This is Rafe Jenkins Podcast, E2E, entrepreneur to entrepreneur. Make sure you follow me on Facebook at Rafe Jenkins TV and consider sharing this podcast with your friends. Today, we are with Uni Yost, and we're going to be talking about how to get a $1 million loan. Hey, Uni, welcome to the show.
You're welcome. I'm really excited to be here.
All right. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am married with three wonderful kids. Two of them are in college, and they're both away out of states. One's in Scotland, and one is in New York. And we have one more left who's in high school. My parents, one has passed away about a year, and my mom suffers from Alzheimer's dementia.
Oh, man. Oh. So tell us about your business.
Sure. My company, actually, we have a couple of them. One is in technology and marketing, and the other one is in insurance. So what we did was we combined marketing, technology, insurance all together. I think that is a fantastic market. There's a huge disruption coming in the market space, and we want to be right there in the thick of it.
Right. Yeah. So you are the expert about getting a $1 million loan. All right. So what are the benefits of getting a loan if you're starting your own business?
My opinion on the loan is if you are a total start where there's zero customers, you just have an idea, best thing to do is probably test out your idea with your own funds.
Right.
But getting a loan is a fantastic way to grow if you already have an existing company, because you don't want to have it where your dream would fall apart after a couple of months
right. When
your cash runs out.
Absolutely.
And have, the debt, over hanging over you.
So you don't think startups should get a loan?
Not in a very large number, maybe a small one, so okay. That you can quickly repay them back.
Like 5,000 or more?
Yeah, 5 to 10,000, just to test out the idea, to see if your idea is viable, where people go, hey, wait a minute, I like it. Yeah, I would definitely be your client. And test that model first to see if you will even get customers first. And if people are excited and wanting you to open, and yeah, go ahead and do it, because now you have a set of clients that's ready to become buyers of your products or services.
Yeah. So what are other options outside of getting a loan?
I would say investment is another, but it's very difficult to get investment on a smaller scale. A lot of the venture capitals, the banks, as well as private equities and so forth, are looking for existing business that already have a viable idea and already generating revenue. Because in reality, they're investors. They're concerned about getting their return on their money. And if they are taking a huge risk, in terms of your success, then they probably shy away from that. That's the reason that if you're looking for a $1 million loan, then the best thing to do is buy an existing company that's already generating business, that's generating revenue and have history. And that's a perfect way for you to segment into the business world without having as much risk on the table.
Yeah, that's a great idea. So how do you get a $1 million loan?
To get that, first thing is building relationships. And I've learned that the hard way, thinking that, we could do it on ourselves and we don't need anyone. But in reality, that's not the world. It's about building relationship, one, with people that you know, and two, with your bankers. Best thing to do is to go out and meet as many bankers as you can, because you don't know which one will become your lender in the future. You don't want to chase and look for money at the last minute when you need it, versus when you could turn around and make a quick call and they already know you, they know your history, and they're really excited to help you to grow.
Yeah. So this may be surprising to you, but me and my family on a personal level think debt is extremely bad. Like, student loan debt are killing my family. All right. And me, I don't know if you know who Dave Ramsey is, but me and my family went through the Dave Ramsey thing. We're almost debt free. Now, when it comes to business debt, you know, I don't really know how to wrap my head around debt, if it's good, if it's bad. So what is your opinion on good debt? Is there any such thing as good debt? I guess it is, since you're getting in debt. But explain to me, what is good debt?
Good debt is when you are when you want to grow your business to the next level. You know, let's say, for example, if you are making, you know, $200,000-$300,000 a year on your revenue, your startup, and then you have an opportunity to open up or to purchase a competitor that's doing $1 million or $5 million, then it gives you an opportunity to use debt to grow quickly. Because if you want to grow organically, it would take you another 5 to 10 years to make that happen. Well, these, you know, fantastic companies out there, they've spent 5, 10 years building their company. And now they're open to either exit, to retire, wherever, you know, they're looking at. And you have the energy to take that business to the next level, and the sellers are ready to go retire, you know, play golf or vacation, whatever they're looking for. Now it's a win-win. You know, they're getting what they're looking for, and you're getting what you want, which is to grow your business.
That's awesome. That's so awesome. So tell us about your story and all the different businesses you've started and how debt has fit in with each business.
Absolutely. I started in the insurance brokerage, started as a startup. So basically, I used my own money to start growing. And then after 2 years, I had the opportunity to start moving into purchasing other insurance brokerage. And because they're, you know, obviously going from making $200,000 to asking the bank for $1.3 million is a big leap. And that really, you know, it took a little bit longer because, you know, for them, it was an interesting model. Usually it's the larger company buying the small one, but, you know, I was the small one trying to buy the larger one. And the biggest ticket is really, it's about relationship. Knowing the bankers, getting them to know you, and at the same time, making sure that you have your business plan ready. You know, what is it you're trying to achieve? And they want to know that. You know, they don't want to just purchase a company to, you know, bring it down to the ground. Instead, they want to see you grow. And then two is making sure you have your resume ready. And the reason is important because they want to see your history. You know, they invest into business, but they're really investing in you and your, you know, what you have done in your life and what you will do in the future.
That's awesome. All right, this is the part of the podcast where I'm opening it up for you to say whatever's on your mind. So go ahead.
Sure, absolutely. This is it's an exciting time for business to open up. Either, you know, you're doing an online store, you're doing the retail store, you're buying franchises, whatever is out there. There are a lot of banks and investors are looking for you, but it's a matter of how do you connect with them, and that all builds on relationships. And you know, you have to reach out through LinkedIn to your friends and family in terms of who they know, and make a connection through all your business network. And it is a lot of work, but at the end of the day, it will make your business and your dreams come true.
That's awesome. Ernie, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. I'm excited. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. You take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.